From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today's downing of a U.S. military helicopter came in a region that is fiercely hostile to the U.S. occupation of Iraq. Witnesses say a surface-to-air missile brought down that helicopter, though the official cause is under investigation. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited the scene of the crash that killed 15 Americans and wounded 21 more.
The wreckage of the CH-47 Chinook helicopter lay in a farm field southwest of Fallujah, amid swirling clouds of dust kicked up by the rotors of other helicopters circling overhead. U.S. ground troops secured the area, angrily yelling at small crowds of Iraqi boys and young men who gathered to see the crumpled remains of the massive machine. Statistically, it's a tiny fraction of U.S. military might. In human terms, a tragedy of war to be absorbed by families, friends, and colleagues. And for the forces behind these attacks, a stark and startling success. The Army said the Chinook was one of two carrying about 57 soldiers to Baghdad, where some of them were due to catch flights out of the country for a break from active duty. Local resident Ibrahim Mohammed saw what he's convinced was a surface-to-air missile attack against the aircraft.
Two missiles thrown from the west side of the village. One of them missed one of the helicopters. The second was attacked, and I saw by my eyes that people were throwing themselves from the helicopter.
The second helicopter landed nearby, and a rapid response rescue unit was soon on the scene to evacuate the wounded. It was the worst strike in a day that saw several. In Fallujah itself, around the same time as the helicopter crash, a military convoy was hit by a roadside bomb. Iraqis were seen celebrating around the wreckage. Ibrahim Mohammed says everyone in his village is upset about the American-led occupation of his country. He says last week soldiers raided the village, arresting some residents. And they're right to suspect people here support those behind the attacks.
I say that God bless to all the Mujahideen. This is something new. We are against all Americans being in our country and all occupying our country.
The Fallujah area is home to many Sunni Muslims, including a significant number of military officers and other supporters of Saddam Hussein's regime. But local resident Mohammed says the anger at the Americans springs largely from the huge gap between what was promised and what's been delivered.
All we have heard before that we have our liberation, we should have our freedom, but until now, nothing from what they have told us. And what we have suffered from the past regime, now we are suffering the same thing, so nothing changed for us.
In the Baghdad suburb of Abu Ghraib today, U.S. soldiers again clashed with fighters, and one U.S. soldier was killed in a bomb attack on a military convoy in the Iraqi capital. At a terse briefing in Baghdad on the helicopter crash, Colonel William Darley refused to discuss the altitude the pilots were flying at as they ferried the soldiers toward the Iraqi capital. He would also not confirm the cause of the deaths as a missile, pending the results of an investigation.
The identity of the soldiers who lost their lives is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. We express our sincerest condolences to the families and loved ones that have lost their loved ones in this tragic incident.
In response to allegations that a number of fighters are crossing into Iraq from outside, neighboring countries met in Damascus and condemned terrorist attacks against civilians and humanitarian and religious sites. They promised to work with Iraqi authorities to protect the borders, but it's not clear what Iraqi authorities they were referring to. The American-appointed interim foreign minister for Iraq's governing council was only offered a belated invitation to the meeting, which he angrily turned down. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.